This is the way to think. This is the way to think. The way to think is to make your choices. The way to think is to lift up your mind and select whatever it is that is important or that is exciting or that is interesting to you, and then follow through on that. The only way to think, the only way to put your thoughts in the right order, is when you place them upon whatever it is that is important for you. Now, what is important for you? What is important for your world and your life? What is important? Is it important for you to have happiness, joy, and peace, harmony, and love, and fun in your life? If that's what it is, then the only way to have that is to think about it. Now, you say, I'd rather do something specific, do something positive that brings about happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love, and fun in my life. I'd like to do something positive about it. Get out and work at it and accomplish it. And yet, when we really consider it, if we can train ourselves to think about whatever it is that delights us, think upon it and think upon it and think upon every single moment of our day, every single moment of our life, you say, well, you can't, there are other thoughts coming. That's right. And then when the other thoughts come in, you just go back to your original thinking, your original way to think, that all is harmonious, happy, joyful, peaceful, loving, wonderful now. Now, you say, that's rather difficult to do. Well, it's difficult to do only if you have not made it a habit. It's difficult to do only if you have not made it something that you think about every moment of your life. Now, is it difficult to breathe? Well, when you think about it, it's difficult to breathe, but is it difficult to breathe? No. You breathe naturally. You breathe positively. You breathe joyfully. You don't breathe deeply or shallow. You just breathe. You don't even know that you're breathing, because breathing is something so natural to you. And, of course, it's natural to all. Now, what are you going to do? This is the way to think. This is the way to consider what's going on in your world. This is the way to give thought to anything that you want to have in your life. Now, how do you give thought to anything you want to have in your life? Give thought, let's say, to your body being whole and perfect. Now, the way to think about your body being whole and perfect is just to delight in your body being whole and perfect. If you do not recognize that your body is whole and perfect, then your body can be whole and perfect and you'll never appreciate it. It's all sort of called count your blessings, but recognize that your body is whole and perfect. Recognize that you are wonderful. Recognize that you are beautiful. Recognize that you are thoughtful. Recognize that you are joyful. Recognize that you are wonderful. The way to think is to pay attention to whatever it is that gives you the most happiness in your life. What is it that gives you the most joy in your life? Think about that. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are beautiful and good and wonderful. So you want a perfect body. Then think about a perfect body. Think how wonderful your toes are, how wonderful your nose is, how wonderful every cell in your body, and there's trillions of cells in your body, are all doing their perfect work and you're not paying any attention to it. What would happen if you began to pay attention to the cells of your body? What would happen if you began to pay attention to how beautiful your eyes are and how you praise your eyes and you delight in your eyes? What beautiful things would happen if you began to recognize that you are a glorious, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous being, what would happen to you? You would demonstrate that more and more in every area of your life. Because whatever we think about, that's what we are. Now, what is the way to think? The way to think is about whatever turns you on, whatever is your momentary thought. You're going to play a game of golf. You put your concentration, your thinking on the ball. You don't do anything else, but you put your thinking on the ball and where you want that ball to go. You don't think how you're going to hit the ball with your club, how you're going to stroke it with your club. You don't think how you're going to make the ball go where you want it to go. You're going to see the ball go where you want it to go. You're going to see the ball go directly into the hole. You're going to see it go wherever you'd like it to go. And it's not a matter that your club has a range. It doesn't matter whether your club is designed for particular activity on the fairway or on the green. It only matters that you see the ball where you want it to be. And you can pick up any old club you like, and you would put it wherever you wanted to, because you see the ball where you want it. Now, you have a body. Do you see your body being what you want it to be all the time? Do you see your body being healthy all the time? Do you see your body being a joyous body, a happy body? Do you see your body being a nice body to live in? Do you see your body being who and what you really are? Do you see that? If you see that, then that's what you are. And remember this, as you look around the world, and as you look around at other people, and you see them, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, as you look around and you see these people, whatever they may be doing, they are reflecting you. They are reflecting you. They are reflecting what your thought is about them. So, when you look at another person who has a beautiful body, who has a beautiful, healthy body, who is whole and perfect and wonderful and fantastic, that's you. When you look at a gorgeous sunset, that's you. When you look at anything that's good and beautiful and fantastic, that's you. That's you. Because that's where your thought is. This is the way to think. Think about however it is, whatever it is that pleases you. And as you think that, however it is and whatever it is that pleases you, what's going to happen to you? What's going to take place in your world? What's going to take place in your life? What's going to take place in every experience you have? Whatever you think about is going to take place. Whatever is in your thought, that's going to take place. And whatever is in your thought, that is all that's going to take place. It's the allness that you are, that I am. The way I think, that's the way I am. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. That's a nice statement. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. That's the way I think. And I'm walking along with my shoulders back and my chin up, my chest out, and I say, it's a wonderful day, it's a fantastic day, and I feel that way. I feel fantastic, glorious, and good. This is who I am and what I am. It doesn't matter. This is the way to think. This is the way to live. This is the way to respond to life. This is the way to carry out all the things that are important to you in your world. This is all that matters to you or me. It's how I think. And the way to think is to think on all things that are positive and good, all things that are beautiful, all things that are wonderful, all things that are exactly what I choose to experience in my life. As you make this experience, as you make this choice, as you think in this way, so it will be for you. As I think in this way, so it is for me. And that's all. That's all that it's all about. That's all that it's all about. And that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you. My great thinker, I love you.